Good morning, everybody. We are here with some special guests in studio from NSU. We are live from the NSU studios, so it's really good that we get to talk with a couple of people this morning. I have Peggy Glenn in studio and along with Chris Adney. Good morning, both of you. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful Monday morning, a little chilly, I might add.
A little bit. But I'm glad
that we made it in. And we are here to talk about some PLC scholarships, foundation scholarships, honors. But the first thing I really want to ask is, what is your exact position here at NSU for each of you? And how long have you been doing it, too?
Well, I have been at NSU in a staff position for almost 15 years in a couple of weeks. And yeah, and then I graduated from NSU back in 1990 and was a member of the President's Leadership Class. Yeah, along with y'all. And I am currently the Director of Development for NSU and also the Executive Director of the NSU Foundation, which is where the privately funded scholarships originate.
Okay, beautiful. And for you, Chris?
I'm in my 22nd year employed at NSU.
Congratulations.
So thank you. Appreciate that. I'm also alum of the President's Leadership Class Scholarship Program. Graduated from NSU a couple of times, 04 and 06. And happy to be here.
How can somebody afford to attend college these days? That's a big question that people are asking. I asked myself that back in 2017. It can feel very daunting and it looks very expensive.
Yeah, so there, first of all, I would recommend that anyone wanting to attend college fill out the FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid. We just call it the FAFSA. That is kind of the gateway to any federal funding. And it's also a requirement of a lot of the privately funded scholarships we have as well. So that's number one. And actually 92% to 93% of NSU students get some form of aid, whether it's federal aid, privately funded scholarships, tuition waivers, whatever. So that means there's only 7% to 8% that get nothing.
Right.
So the odds are ever in your favor.
I like to encourage students to apply for every scholarship opportunity that's out there. There's scholarship opportunities from $100 to $40,000. And what I often tell students is, or prospective students, is a lot of these applications take 10 minutes. Do a little quick math. If you can get a $500 or a $10,000 scholarship with a 5 to 10 minute application, it's probably worth your time.
Well, and the more you do them, the more you can transfer that information over to another one.
Yeah.
Doing one is kind of a waste of time. Doing 10 makes your time efficient.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yep.
That's actually really cool. As someone who never really thought or did scholarships, they would reach out to you guys, right? They would reach out to the foundation if they had the questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that?
Actually, we have a scholarship office on the university side.
Nice.
And so you can email at scholarships@nsuok.edu or visit the webpage at scholarships.nsuok.edu, and you can find all sorts of information about the available scholarships.
Nice, nice. And it updates as we keep going, right?
Exactly.
Because I heard that with the interview we did with President Hanley and VP Dan Mayberry, you guys got that $17 million from the Mackenzie Scott Foundation, and they were talking about how they wanted some of that to go into scholarships.
Right.
And so sounds like to me that this is something that's going to be added on there for them to apply for and potentially get and
exactly
pay for the funds of their schooling, you know?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Last year, the NSU Foundation provided over $1.5 million to students at NSU in calendar year 2025. So that it will only increase with that gift that we received.
So we've talked about kind of traditional students, kids coming out of high school. What about those that are coming in with a GED or are just interested in advancing themselves, not from high school, but maybe?
Yeah, so a lot of our students are those non-traditional folks. They're a little bit older, maybe they have families, and they're eligible for the very same scholarships and the very same aid. And so I would give them the very same advice. And you're going to feel comfortable in your classrooms. It's going to be a wide range of folks in every classroom. And you're actually going to probably have an advantage because you've got some real-world experience to add to whatever it is that you're discussing in class.
Well, right. Life a lot of times is relationships. And if you're relatable to your professors, a lot of times that's going to get you right where you need to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember that as a traditional student, how you'd kind of be envious sometimes of the adults in the room getting along. You'd be like, wait a minute, what do you guys are talking about the Grateful Dead or something? What?
And they often sit in the front of the class as well.
That does help. Yes. I had a professor that called the kids that sat in the back wall dusters. Professor Becker. That was my dude.
Yeah,
I like that guy. He was funny.
Yeah.
So going back to people who are graduating just from high school, say like in May, they're going to be graduating soon, and they have pretty good grades. They're involved in school and the community organizations. Is there any special scholarships that they might qualify specifically for at NSU?
Yeah, I would say there are a couple that come to mind. One is the President's Leadership Class Scholarship Program, which focuses on leadership and service coming out of high school. It is it's a large monetary valued scholarship in excess of $40,000, pretty close to a full ride for these students. And there's also a program called the Honors Program, which is a more research geared scholarship opportunity at the institution that is as prestigious, and the monetary value meets or exceeds that of the PLC program. So two very good programs, and they account for probably 40 or so students a year when you combine the two, 40 to 50.
Wow.
So great opportunity there.
Yeah.
It sounds like you guys want people to come to your school and graduate.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah,
that's the idea.
That is the idea.
What money and benefits are provided to the honor students and the PLC students besides, was it just what you just said, or is it more stuff
too?
It's
a full tuition waiver.
Okay.
And it doesn't cover fees, but there is a stipend that does cover fees. And then they get, I think it's $1,200 towards, or $1,500, depending on PLC versus honors, for a housing stipend.
Wow.
As long as they live on campus.
Okay. Hey, they got Wiley, they have Lozier, they have Cobb. There's choices
there. There are choices, yeah.
Yeah, we even extend the opportunity throughout the summer as well for those students. So if they attend the traditional fall, spring,
okay,
attend over the summer and get scholarship assistance then as well. So a lot of these students accelerate and graduate early. We see more and more graduating in 2 years, 3 years.
Right.
We've had a couple enter the PLC and honors programs with an associate's degree from high school.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Doing those concurrent classes in high school. Yeah.
True. Yeah. The great thing about the PLC scholarship is that students can use it up to 4 years, even for a master's program.
Wow.
Or that doctorate in optometry.
Whoa, that's pretty cool. I only knew about PLC whenever I became a senior, and there was a couple of people in my class that were involved in it, and so they always said PLC, PLC. And as someone who didn't understand what PLC was, I had to stop them and be like, "What is that? I don't know what you mean."
Acronyms get in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Especially in college. It's
I was
going to
say,
yeah.
I'm going to missay it because I always do, but is it the FAFSA or FAFSA?
It's FAFSA.
Yeah. So either one, it doesn't matter. Look it up, find it. Because I will always missay it and someone says it the wrong way. Get the federal funding, look into it, get yourself educated.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Any final thoughts?
If you're doing an application for college or for one of these scholarships, have someone look over it. It's so frustrating sometimes to see small spelling errors when you're going for one of these higher scholarships as well. The details count. And just having someone look over it and know that your recommenders are going to say good things about you.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Occasionally you have the, you know, faint praise. Someone has been asked to be a recommender, and the most they can say is, you know, they're a good student, but maybe not a good fit for this program. And so, yeah. And fill out, as Chris said, an application to every scholarship. It's worth the time. And the general scholarship form that we have at NSU is what we award about 75% of our privately funded scholarships from. And so kids are off school today. Pull up scholarships.nsuok.edu. Figure out if you're a continuing student or an incoming student and you've been admitted. Fill out that form, and your chances are a lot better of getting a scholarship.
One thing I would add, too, is the deadline for the scholarship programs are typically around February 1st for honors and PLC, President's Leadership Class, and then March 1st is the deadline for general scholarships beyond that. And to kind of add to Peggy's point, NSU graduates a lot of educators that kind of permeate all the public schools here. So if the students ask around, more often than not, they're going to find at their school an NSU alum, and maybe even a PLC alum, because the PLC program has been around for over 50 years, averaging probably 20, 25 students per year. A lot of students who have graduated. Odds are there's a PLC alum in the area that's an administrator, a counselor at their school that can help them with the process, be a recommender for them, maybe help them gain some ground financially.
Right. Yeah, none of us fill out things perfect the first time, like you were saying. Have it peer read and proofread. And
Yes. Yeah. Just reminds me of any story that you ever write or a news article that you're going to write, something that you're going to submit to your teacher, professor, whoever. Just know that you are trying your best, but it is always good to have someone else look at it, because if you spend 5 hours looking at it, you're going to miss a couple of the errors, whereas someone who's never seen it before, they can see it clear as day.
Absolutely. I still have my stuff proofread by somebody else.
No, I have Brendan proofread my stuff all the time, just to make sure.
I still go to my mom. So,